8 a.m., London. In an office just a few steps from the monument to the Great Fire of 1666, Mark Hemsley hears the ring of an old-fashioned bell and looks at a wall of screens overhead. Financial markets have opened in Amsterdam and London. He wants this moment to be as boring as possible. Hemsley is president of the European division of CBO Global Markets, which runs the world's largest pan-European equities exchange, matching buyers and sellers from across the globe in split-second transactions worth billions of euros each day, is a part of the plumbing of Britain's financial sector, 7% of the nation's economic output. This year, EU regulators looked like they were going to demand that European shares be traded inside the bloc after Brexit. So CBO set up a hub in Amsterdam. A dozen of Hemsley's staff are now there, poised to liaison with customers, watch markets, and satisfy regulators. CBO's readiness for no deal is matched across the city. Big banks such as SBC, Deutsche Bank, and JP Morgan Chase triggered Brexit plans long ago, sending bankers to Paris and Frankfurt and setting up EU subsidiaries to ensure continuity. Still, there are some headaches. Listing European shares for trading on both the Dutch and UK boards, having two platforms and a split trading volume, may mean less competition, fewer trades, and higher prices. Whether small and mid-sized firms are as prepared as the big banks is a nagging question. Then there's the £16 trillion in uncleared swaps potentially hanging in regulatory limbo. Hemsley studies the screens for clues as to what kind of day it's going to be. As long as selling and buying go on, CBO's preparations are holding. Many people got their Brexit-related business out of the way days ago, once no deal became unavoidable, which is fine by Mark. He sucks in his breath and waits for flickers of trouble.